Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we pray and hope that you and your families are in the best of health and are keeping well, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Well, dear viewers of Madani channel, we give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us another day, another opportunity in which we can better ourselves and perform more and more good deeds, send more and more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, our topic for discussion is a very beautiful one, a very important topic of discussion, and that is the wisdom in saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And to join me in this topic of discussion, I have with me in studio none other than Mawlana Naushad Attari Hafizahullahu Ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Murana Sahib?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And how are you doing?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Jazakallah for joining me today, Murana Sahib. I really, really appreciate it. And MashaAllah, our topic for discussion is, you know, indeed a very beautiful one. And that is the wisdom in saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in which we will discuss the virtues of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and also the greatness of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But first and foremost, dear viewers of Madani channel, before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. Subhanallah. So let's all collectively, with full of love, ten salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, each and every one of us is searching for prosperity. Each and every one of us is searching for blessings, be it in the businesses we have, or the houses that we have, or the cars that we have, the food we eat, the water we drink. You know, in our children, we all have this desire and this yearning in us that if we open up a business, we want it to be filled with prosperity. We want it to flourish. We want in our business for it to have blessings in it. And if we are eating, we want blessings in our food as well. We want blessings in our water as well that we drink. We want blessings in our conveyance, in our mode of transportation, which is our vehicles. And how do we gain all of these blessings? And that is only attained through saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before you eat, before you drink, before you enter your home, before you put on your clothes. By saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, all of these acts, your food, your drinking, all of it will have barakah and blessings in it. And to understand the greatness of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, listen to this very beautiful parable. And in this incident and parable, it is mentioned that a non-Muslim man once fell in love with a non-Muslim woman. And the love that he had, Maulana Sahib, it overwhelmed him. so much that, you know, he lost his senses because he was so in love with her that it was as if he had lost all his senses. And then he started forgetting to eat and drink because of this love that he had for this woman. So now he was getting worried and he wanted to find a solution for this. So he came to the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the saint of the time. And his name was Sayyidina Ata rahimahullah. And this man goes to him, explains his situation. So the saint, this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave him a piece of paper with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim written upon it. Allah. And told him also that he must swallow it. So this non-Muslim man, he did as he was told. And when he did this, it caused his heart to change. And he then said that, O Wali of Allah, O Ata, I have tasted the sweetness of Iman. I have tasted the sweetness of faith, and light Allah has kindled in my heart. I have forgotten the love I had for that woman. Please tell me more about Islam. I want to know more about Islam. When this saint, Ata, informed him of Islam further, do you know what happened after that? This non-Muslim man who had so much of love for that woman, now what happened? That this same man, he became a Muslim due to the blessings of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And not only the dear viewers of Madani channel, when the woman this man was infatuated with heard that her captivated admirer had accepted Islam, do you know what she did? She also approached the same saint, Sayyidina Ata rahimahullah, and said that, O Imam of the Muslims, I am the very woman that the man who accepted Islam was obsessed with. I am that person. And I had a dream in which someone said, if you wish to see your abode in Jannah, in paradise, then go to Ata. Go to him and he will show you. So here I am. Tell me, where is paradise? Now she is asking the saint of Allah, tell me, where is paradise? And the saint, this wali, Sayyidina Ata rahimahullah, he then said that if you wish for paradise, you must first open the door of paradise before you can even go towards it.
Allah.
So the woman asked, how can I open the door to paradise? And he said, Sayyidina Ata rahimahullah said, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. She recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the moment she recited it, she also had a change in her heart. And she said, O Ata, O Wali of Allah, I find my heart has filled with light. Please tell me more about Islam. So the saint Ata rahimahullah told her more about this beautiful deen of Islam. And by the blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, she also became a Muslim. And now, when she slept that night, she had a dream and saw herself in paradise, subhanallah. And there, she saw beautiful domes and beautiful palaces. And on one of the domes, it was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The woman recited these words and someone then called out that, O reciter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted all of this to you. Subhanallah. So can you see the views of Madani channel? The blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And from this, we learn so much of lessons that if we want barakah, then we must begin every permissible act with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Invoke the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you know something very fascinating? And that is, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is a part of a Quranic verse as well.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is actually a complete verse of the Holy Quran. And it was revealed to separate between two surahs. And it is also part of a verse in the 19th chapter, the 19th para of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. So, Musa, we've seen, you know, in this incident that due to the blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that man and that woman, both of them, they accepted Islam. The light of Iman came on their heart due to the blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Yes.
So in the life of a Muslim, in the life of a believer, how important is it for one to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and what, you know, are its benefits? For example, before eating or before drinking, what are the benefits of this?
Okay, so Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Firstly, we must pronounce it properly.
Right, correct.
When we are reciting it, we should recite as it's supposed to be recited.
Yes.
And for that, obviously, our makharij has to be correct. The Definitely. Pronunciations. Right. And again, Dawud Islami, you know, has these facilities to teach us how to recite this, the Quran, Arabic properly. So we should enroll in those classes.
Right.
You see, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is like the connection, like the switch that will enter blessings into one's life.
Right.
If you have the plug connected, but the switch is off, you're not going to get the power coming through. You want power, meaning spiritual power, spiritual blessings. That switch is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanallah.
And as you mentioned, before starting anything permissible, in fact, anything mubah, meaning if you do it, there's no sin, there's no reward.
Right.
And Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mula Aliya, the great founder of Dawud Islami, Ikamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he advises us, for example, before you put your shoes on, you're going to start with the right foot, then the left. When you're taking off your left foot, then your right. So before you put your right foot in, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then put it in. Before you take it off, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before you're going to put the fan on or the AC on, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now we're talking about eating.
Right.
Now eating, people say that, you know what, I don't see those blessings in my food, in my income, in my sustenance, in my home. Perhaps we are doing it to ourselves. If we take a step back and we analyze our lives, that what am I doing wrong? We will find plenty of reasons and causes that we are actually creating.
That too on a day-to-day basis.
Every day. When you're eating that food before eating, are you reciting the dua before eating? Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. You're starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, His Sifata, the Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
Subhanallah.
So if you're continuously reciting this before doing something good or before doing any act that is mubah, that is allowed, imagine you're reminding yourself about Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're reminding yourself about the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before eating, you recite Bismillahir Rahman Rahim, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. There will be blessings in that food. And guess what? If you do not recite, then who's joining you? Shaitan is joining.
Allah.
And all those blessings are just getting stolen or removed from there. Likewise, before you enter your home, if one does not recite Bismillah and then enter, a devil, a shaitan enters with that person.
Into their home as well.
Into the home with that individual. What is the job of that shaitan, that devil, that jinn? Right. That is to cause domestic disputes between the husband and wife, between the parents and the children, between the siblings. As you see today, that, you know, so much of domestic problems are there between different people.
Quarreling and arguing. So,
quarreling and arguing is, you know, on one side, but the amount of emotional abuse, verbal abuse, physical assault.
Right.
Do I recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before I enter the home? If not,
very important question.
Who's to blame then? I'm to blame. Because I'm allowing that shaitan to enter with me and to cause problems in my home. So the wisdom there in reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before entry is to block this shaitan out.
Subhanallah.
To not allow him to gain entry into your home to cause all those domestic problems.
Right.
Likewise, the wisdom in reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating is so that shaitan, you don't allow him to also consume the food that you have.
Yes.
The food will be halal. Everything will be halal.
Right.
But why there's no blessings? Did you recite Bismillah before eating? So anything that we are doing good, or anything which is permitted, that is allowed, if we want blessings in that thing, then we need to get into the habit. Many of us are not into the habit.
Right.
But if you develop it, you keep reminding yourself, hey, I need to recite Bismillah before I put my clothes on, or before I take off my clothes. Because there are narrations where it is mentioned the jinn, they wear the clothing of people, of those people who do not recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before taking their clothes off or before putting their clothes on. So they come and they also use the clothing of the people. They use the items of the people.
Allah.
So for us to restrict them, we have to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It acts as a barrier.
Yes.
Even when you're going to sleep
at
night, obviously people normally they lock their doors.
Right.
Yeah, in South Africa, you have to lock all the doors.
Have to lock them.
Yeah, and so before you lock your doors, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and lock your doors, close your doors, close your windows. That will act as a shield and a barrier from the shayateen, from entering into your home. If you do not, then you're just protecting your home against the human criminals. What about the other criminals that you can't see?
Yeah.
The jinn, the shayateen. How do you block them out? By reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before you close your doors and lock your doors and windows.
SubhanAllah. Awesome. You've actually reminded me of a narration when you were mentioning, you know, regarding saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating. And I remember this narration, it went by as in the summary of this narration.
Yes.
One healthy shaitan and there was one shaitan. So basically one weak shaitan, one strong shaitan.
Right.
And it was asked to, you know, they both met with each other.
Right.
And so the healthy shaitan asked the weak shaitan, how is it you so weak? What has happened to you? You come so weak like this. Tell me, what happened? So this weak shaitan, he says that I am acquainted with such a person that whenever he eats, whenever he drinks, before he even starts, he always says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
SubhanAllah.
And because of that, I am getting more and more weak. And then he asked the strong shaitan, that you tell me, you asking me how weak, how did I get weak? You tell me, how are you so healthy and strong? And the strong shaitan says that I am acquainted with such a heedless person that when he starts to eat and drink water, he does not say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And due to that, I partake in his meals as well. And because of that, I am healthy.
Allah.
So we see, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that do we want our open enemy, who is who? That is Shaitan. Do we really want our enemy to be partaking in our food, to be partaking in the water we drink, to be partaking in the clothes that we wear? No, we do not want that. No one would want their enemy to be partaking with them in their meals. If anyone has an enemy, no one likes for them to be seated with them, to be near them, to be in the company. No. So Shaitan, who is our open enemy, why don't we block him off? How do we block him off? As Mawlana Sahib has said, we block shaitan off by invoking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explains and he says that when Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was revealed, the clouds rushed towards the east, the winds came to a standstill, and the seas became full of energy. And the animals, they focused to listen attentively. And the devils, the shayateen, they were pelted with rocks from the sky.
Allah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned thereafter that by my honor and majesty, I shall bless whatever Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is recited upon. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And also, there's one narration that I've read, and that is regarding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had a pain in his stomach, and so he made dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala told him that, oh Musa, go to a certain place over here and you would find a herb and eat it. Musa alayhi salam, he does as he was told, and Subhanallah, when he consumed that herb, he became cured. Subhanallah. And after a short while, after a few days actually, after some time, he had the same stomach pain again. And this time, what did he do? Musa alayhi salam, he went straight to that same herb, straight to that same plant. And this time, he immediately ate it. But he realized that it is not curing him. It is not curing me. And so he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, oh Allah, the first time when I ate it, I got cured, my stomach came right. Now the second time I'm eating this very same herb, how is it that I am not cured now? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, that, oh Musa, the second time when you consumed the herb, you did it out of your own accord. And for that reason, you did not gain cure.
Allah.
So from this, we find that real curer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that places the shifa in the tablet, in that medication, in that capsule, whatever type it is. And subhanallah azza wa jal, if you are reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, your trust is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your trust is not in that medication.
Yes.
My trust is in the one who provides the cure, who places the cure and shifa inside there. And therefore, the person will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I was just reading something so important that when you, even when you are putting oil into your hair, then you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before. If a person does not, then 70 devils will join that person and they will apply oil in that condition. 70 devils join.
Subhanallah.
You know, if we want those blessings, and you know, our deen is so simple, so easy. Anybody, everybody can recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Children can recite. It's just that we need to develop the habit.
Right.
Many of us, we're not habitual of it. But if we get the constant reminders, inshallah, we will see many benefits, many blessings. Another narration says that the person who starts the wudu with Bismillahi walhamdulillah, then angels, kiram and katibin, the scribes that are recording good deeds, bad deeds. The angels will write down good deeds for that person so long as they remain in that wudu. Just reciting, how long it will take you? 2 seconds, 3 seconds? Yeah. Bismillahi walhamdulillah. And then you start your wudu. Make your intentions beforehand as well. But just by reciting this, imagine so long, if you keep that wudu for 5 hours, that entire time the angels are busy writing good deeds for you.
Subhanallah.
So the deen is simple. Islam is easy, it's simple. It's just that we complicate it because we don't learn. We don't learn the rulings, and whatever we read, whatever we hear, whatever we learn, many of us don't practice. So by not being practical, we feel like, hey, it's so difficult and inconvenient. You have to become habitual. You have to become an embodiment of the sunnah. The sunnah is a complete and comprehensive way of living. It is the perfect lifestyle. Why would a person, you know, leave the perfect lifestyle for anything else?
Yeah.
Because that person is influenced by society, by their friends, by peer pressure, or by something else. So it comes to the mindset. What mindset do you have? If you change your mindset, you change everything.
Yes.
You change everything. You, the whole game changes. That, what am I doing here? My purpose is what? To worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow the sunnah, to do good deeds, to follow the Quran. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen is teaching us that before you start anything permissible, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then you will find the barakat and blessings. Otherwise, we'll keep complaining. I don't see no blessings. And you know, nothing is working out. So again, maybe we are doing something wrong. Or we're not doing something we're supposed to do. And therefore, it is stopping those blessings from entering our lives, entering our homes, our rizq, our income, our families. So let's get into the habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim beforehand.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we should be reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every permissible act. Yes. And that will bring about blessings.
Whatever is allowed in Sharia to do, then we should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before that.
Subhanallah. Well, the views of Madani Channel, have you heard that before you start every permissible act, make sure to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? If you look at the pure kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, the beginning of the Holy Quran is what? It is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And this teaches us to begin our actions and our tasks with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The scholar, Sheikh Ahmad As-Sawi rahimahullah, he has mentioned that the Quran begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he gives a very wisdom-filled, informative reason behind this. And he says, why the Quran begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? He says, so that the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they follow this and begin every good action with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim themselves. And the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also encourage us to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim at the good and important actions. Now, if we have to look at the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we would find that it has 19 letters.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, he gives the wisdom in the 19 letters of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He says, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that there are 19 letters in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And 19 angels are appointed to administer punishment in the fire of Jahannam.
Allah, Allah.
So he says, it is hope that through the blessings of each letter in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the punishment of each angel will also be distant.
Ay, ay, subhanallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us and has informed us that every action not begun with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it remains incomplete.
Ay, ay.
Now, think about this for a moment. How much of a loss would it be for us not to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim?
Right.
And then, you know, have all of our actions remain incomplete. Now, this means we will have no blessings in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, some people may say that I didn't recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, but my task, my work, what I wanted to do, it got done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in reply to this, it is one thing for a matter to become complete outwardly. And it is another for it to be deprived of blessings.
Oh, yeah.
For example, someone consumed food without reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What would happen to that food? That food won't get stuck. No, that food would go. It will go down one's throat. But there will not be any blessings in that. Likewise, students of deen, students of knowledge, they complain that they repeat their lesson, but still cannot remember them. So there may be, you know, many reasons for this. And not starting actions with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it could be one of them, one of those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we are facing all of this because of not reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In fact, Prophet, this is one of the major reasons. There would be others. For example, a person is perhaps earning haram,
right,
or mixing haram with halal, doing something wrong, hurting people's feelings, violating rights, not fulfilling rights. Committing sins, that all will, it adds to it. But
right,
one of the major causes and reasons is not starting in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person will only truly realize the loss is on the day of judgment.
Allah,
because you are reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in hope for blessings and to earn reward as well. Right. Sawab. And it's sawab, hasanat, good deeds. That is all reserved for the hereafter.
Right.
When a person is there and they realize, hey, I could have earned so much more just by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, by beginning those tasks in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning having trust in Him, Azza wa Jal. And thereby I lost out on immense rewards. What if I'm short on the mizan?
Allah.
And that
Allah
could have helped me. You know, Allah Rasulu A'lam. But a person will totally realize and have so much of regret, but then it'll be too late by then. When they are standing there on the plains of the Day of Judgment and Maidan Hashr, the field of gathering, and they see that, you know what, other people, those who practice upon that, they are benefiting now, they are smiling, you know, they are stress-free, and I'm still stuck. So although, as you mentioned, your tasks would have been completed apparently, but what have you gained for the hereafter? What have you gained for the grave? Because your good deeds as well and your bad deeds are going to accompany you into the grave.
Yes.
And by reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you make good intentions.
Yeah.
And you are hopeful for reward. That all it adds to the good deeds, which will help in the qabr and on the Day of Judgment as well.
Subhanallah. No, Masa, you've mentioned something so beautiful, that the blessings of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is such that, you know, it can even save a person's life. This regard, I recall an incident in which there was a young girl, and she was not a Muslim. And she was in this gathering in which that scholar was speaking on the blessings of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Right.
And when she heard all of this, she got so fascinated by it that she accepted Islam.
Mashallah.
And when she got home, her parents came to know of it and they did not like it at all. They actually, you know, scolded her, shouted her, got upset with her, even to the extent that they wanted to get someone to assassinate their own daughter.
Allah.
Because of her becoming a Muslim.
Mm.
And when she became a Muslim, before every permissible act, she would always say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If she entered the home, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If she was making food, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Closing the windows, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every permissible act that she was doing, she always recited Bismillahir
Rahmanir Rahim. It became her habit to recite this.
It became a habit. She felt so in love with it. And then one day, her father was a minister at the king's kingdom, right? So what the father did, he took the king's ring, he brought it home, and he gave it to his daughter.
Right.
And the daughter, when she took it, she said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanallah.
She put it in her pocket, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and she continued doing whatever she needed to do. At night, she went to sleep, her father came, and he took the ring. Allah. He opened the window and he threw it out. It fell into the river.
Allah.
The next day, there was a fisherman. He went to the same river to catch fish to sell in the market.
Mm.
So he goes and coincidentally, he catches that same fish, because when the father threw the ring into the river, a fish swallowed it.
Mm.
So this fisherman caught the same fish that swallowed the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought it to the marketplace. And the father, he also went to the marketplace to get fish, to get food.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to this fisherman, the fisherman gave him this very same exact fish.
Allah.
So he got happy. He took it home. Today we're going to have a nice fish curry. So he goes home. He gives it to his daughter. His daughter takes it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tells his daughter to cook it. She goes in the kitchen, she cooks it. Before cooking, she says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And as she was cooking, she cut the fish to clean it and stuff.
Yeah.
And she found the ring inside the fish. So she takes it out, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, puts it in her pocket, saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Subhanallah.
Dinner is ready. And she brings it and comes, lays it out on the table, the fish. And her father asks her that, where is that ring that I gave you? Please bring it for me. In her father's mind, he's thinking that today, this is my chance. Yeah. I'm going to take my daughter to the king and tell the king that she was the one who took the ring and she lost the ring now. He wanted to put the blame on his daughter so that she could get executed. But when the father asked, where's the ring? She said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. She put her hands in a pocket and she took out the ring and gave it to him.
Subhanallah.
So in this way, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved her life due to the blessings of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In fact, there was part of the grand plans of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the solver of problems.
Yes.
You keep turning back to Him and you have that firm trust in Him azza wa jal. Believe me, He'll make a way out for you.
Subhanallah.
I mean, who can stop Him from making a way, from opening a door for you?
Exactly.
Other doors will close. Turn to Allah, make dua.
Yeah.
And remember Him. He will remember you. And be grateful to Him. Don't be ungrateful. The more you show shukr to Him, the more you remember Him, the more doors He opens for you, the more problems He resolves in your life,
definitely,
and the more opportunities He grants you as well.
Most of someone may ask, right? We know that for permissible acts, we must say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Someone may ask that and we know some Muslims they gamble, ma'adallah. Some Muslims drink alcohol, and this is the sad reality, right? But if someone has to ask that, if I am drinking alcohol or gambling, can I recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim?
Well, there are certain times it is forbidden. It is strictly haram and prohibited, and it could actually be kufr in some situations, meaning could lead to disbelief.
Right.
And in the very beginning, we mentioned that everything which the Sharia permits, everything which is allowed in the Sharia, even things that are mubah. Mubah means that if you do something, you don't get a sin, you don't get a reward.
Right.
Yeah, if you make good intentions, then that mubah, you can get reward from there, depending on the intention. If you make good intentions, you're going to get reward. But those situations where it is prohibited to do something, you're not allowed. You're strictly forbidden from uttering the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what you're doing, if a person is drinking alcohol, that's haram, it's also najis. It's impure.
Yes.
How can you use the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something which is impure?
Right.
This is why we say Allah Pak.
Ah.
Allah Pak means Allah the pure.
Yes.
He is the purest and He loves that which is pure. So you are drinking alcohol or you're taking drugs or you're gambling or whatever sin you are doing, that's impurity. You can't bring the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala next to impurity. And that doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So before doing anything haram and forbidden, it is strictly forbidden and can be kufr if a person is reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before doing acts of haram and things which are prohibited in Islam.
Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib. We hope our viewers of Madani Channel have really paid attention to this and know that we have to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before a permissible act and not for doing any haram act. And at times, you use of Madani Channel, sometimes we may find that we are eating, but we're not getting full. Or we are eating and our food is finishing so fast. We find no blessings in our income. We find no blessings in our home. And then what happens is that sometimes we say that, oh, you know what, it's because of this that I'm not seeing the blessings. Or it's because of that person or this thing or that thing. But the reality is that this is doing the blaming game where we are not accepting our own mistake. For example, take the month of Safar. If people arrange a wedding in this month, in the month of Safar, for example, and then make Shaitan happy with drums, music, dancing, singing throughout the entire night, and then the marriage fails and they break apart, divorce happens, what will they say? They will say, no, it was in Safar and this month is ill omened. It's not the case.
It's Safar and now I'm suffering.
Ah.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't.
Many a times we are responsible.
Yes.
For creating the problems in our life, for inviting problems in our life.
Exactly.
And the perfect example, you're entering the home without reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, who you invited with you? And then the domestic problems are starting. And
also, let's say someone wakes up after the time of Fajr has passed. And, you know, the person enjoyed a lovely long, long sleep. And he gets ready for work very quickly. When he reaches his office, some problem then occurs. There is some, you know, financial loss, or his boss calls him. He then starts saying all kinds of superstitious things, blaming someone he saw, or a black cat that crossed his path. So we have to really think and ponder that the fault, it neither lies with the month of Safar nor with the poor cat. The poor cat did nothing. It's a cat. So if good actions are begun with the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in thankfulness to Him, then we shall find all the blessings and ease in what we set out to do. When the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mentioned, or matters are, you know, begun with acts that please shaitan, then what blessings do we then hope to attain? What blessings can we attain? So we have to always recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before doing any permissible act. And now, Mawlana Sahib, I think, you know, it's time we go for a short break to rejuvenate our heart and spirits with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, we will go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam, and thereafter we will be right back. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rahi shair Madine no, Madine no, jaan wale tu Mustafa. Salam arz karna, salam arz karna, salam arz karna. Musafir Madine shehar jaan wale, Musafir Madine shehar jaan wale, mera Mustafa nu salam arz karna, tu tak tak ke o roze di jali. Tu tak tak ke o roze di jaliyanu, te ro ro ke mera salam arz karna, 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 Madine di nit yaad aa satave, Madine di nit yaad aa satave, mere dil nu ik pal vi na chain aave, mere dil nu ik pal vi na chain aave, khuda vaaste ae Madine de raahi, khuda vaaste ae Madine de raahi, mere dil di halat tamam arz karna, mera Mustafa. فانو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
سنو میری زاری مدینے بلا لو سنو میری زاری مدینے بلا لو یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا تڑپ دائے تیرا غلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
اے گزری یہ وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری ہے گزری یہ وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے بلاوے لئی میرا وینا مرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
او دل ਵੱਲੋਂ ਜੇ ਹੋ ਸਕੇ ਰੋਜ਼ੇ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੀ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਘੜੀ ਪਲ ਸਲਾ ਤੋ ਸਲਾਮ ਅਰਜ਼ ਕਰਨਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੁਸਤਫਾ ਨੂੰ ਸਲਾਮ ਅਰਜ਼ ਕਰਨਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੁਸਤਫਾ سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I'm sure it has uplifted our moods, rejuvenated our souls, and increased our love for Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Well, coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the wisdom in saying and reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And a very interesting point to keep in mind is, and this is mentioned in Tafsir al-Na'imi, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 3,000 names.
Allah.
Yes, 3,000 names. And out of these 3,000 names, 1,000 names, only the Prophet alayhim salatu wasalam, they know. And 300 names are mentioned in the Torah, 300 in the Injil, 300 in the Zabur, 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned in the Holy Quran.
Allah.
And one name only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows.
Hey, hey.
So Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he has mentioned that the three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that appear in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it contains the meanings of these 3,000 names of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
So whoever remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these three names, it is as if he has remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those 3,000 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
This is another reason we should get to the habit
of
reciting.
Subhanallah. These are, you know, all the blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And also, together with that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should make our children habitual of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the reason for that is because there's one incident, a parable actually, in which Isa alayhi salam, he passed by a grave in which the person in there, he was being punished. And after some time, he passed by it again. And this time he noticed that the grave was illuminated.
Allah.
And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was descending upon it. And he was surprised. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, what is the secret behind this?" Initially he was getting punished.
Mm.
And now his grave is illuminated. So he was told that, "Oh Isa, this man was punished due to being a severe sinner. And at the time of his passing, his wife was expecting a child. And she gave birth to a son who was sent to a madrasa today. And the teacher taught him to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My mercy means I shall not punish someone on earth whose child is mentioning my name upon it." Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful is this, Mawlana Sahib?
Absolutely. And this is the responsibility, part of the responsibility of parents.
Yes.
That they should make sure they are doing proper tarbiyah, training, trying to make sure their kids are living their life in accordance to Islamic values and teachings.
Right.
You see, this is the foundation. And if the foundation is not strong, it's going to crack, it's going to break.
Mm.
Something else is going to replace it.
Right.
So when we're talking about foundation, we mean that, do they know what it means to be a Muslim?
Mm.
You know, are they punctual with their salahs? From 7 years old or even a little bit before that, you got to make them used to these things.
Yes.
I mean, we ourselves, many of us, we are not habitual with reciting Bismillah before doing any tasks. And so what about our children? Mm. You know, the more we remind them, then we're reminding ourselves.
Definitely.
Every time you remind your child, hey, recite Bismillah before putting your shoes on. Recite Bismillah before eating. You're reminding yourself also. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there'll be a time when your child will tell you as a parent, Abba, Ammi, don't forget to recite Bismillah. How nice you will feel. You will feel so nice. Hey, my child is reminding me that it depends whether you are doing that tarbiyah and that training, if you're doing that teaching. Because look, they're going to learn everything else outside.
Yeah. And from a young age, it's very important as well.
Absolutely. They're going to go to school. They're going to learn from their friends, from their teachers, from the society. They're going to learn those things. But what are you doing to try and inject Islamic values in their hearts, in their minds, in their entire bodies? That they must know that, you know what, I'm a Muslim. A Muslim is one who submits to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I only must do what my Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with me to do. And I must not do what shaitan wants me to do. You have to talk at their level. I'm not saying use baby words. I'm saying, depending on the age of the child, you know, come down to their level of understanding. Entertain questions. Because children will want to ask, but what about this? What about that? Don't just throw them one side.
Yes.
You know, you have to have patience. And you have to you know, train them in such a way that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they will benefit from it and you will benefit as well.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib. We have reached almost towards the end of our program. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, I leave you with this, that we should all teach our children to say the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the onset, instead of teaching them meaningless words. And when we do that, we would find that they would grow up to be an upright member in the community. And we too should make it our habit from now that before we do any permissible deed, any permissible action, we will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.